Are you ready?
Let me introduce you to this guy.
Yeah. My next guest,
Huddy D presents.
Oh, and it's time for your fake news update. Making fake news headlines around the world with Bartholomew Haberdash. Bartholomew?
Thanks for presenting me, Paddy D. Overseas, climate change has been written off as a hoax as weather finally does what it's supposed to do at this time of year. And in a local flavour, Australia has decided that phone books will now be delivered directly to recycle bins nationwide.
As Locadad risks being unfriended after sharing two Facebook unclaimed prize spams in 1 week.
An elderly woman living near a local high school is baffled by mysterious shrinking garden hose phenomena.
And in sports, in the lead up to the Gold Coast 500, fans can't wait to drink plastic cups of warm beer in a cage.
And overseas once more, Scotland has threatened legal action against world rugby bosses for being forced to humiliate themselves against Japan last week. And if you're not near a window right now...
The weather outside is weather.
And that's a wrap-up in your fake news. Thanks for having me, Paddy D.
That's okay. We'll catch you tomorrow with our fake news updates. Today I watched a television show, so you don't have to. Netflix and Stan. There's way too much stuff on there to get you through, so your pal Pat is gonna get through it for you. Today, I look at the Netflix original Insatiable.
My name is Patty. High school was a nightmare.
Fatty Patty's huge.
While my classmates were out losing their virginity, I was at home stuffing another hole.
It smells like bacon.
What a lazy, uninspired, stereotypical tween story. Firstly, there's a fat suit in it. Have you ever seen anything with a fat suit in it? Not since Freddie Klump and the Klumps and who was that other one? Eddie Murphy. Have you seen something so uninspired? Now, fart jokes from adults, a homeless guy pretending to be an alcoholic for no apparent reason, and a community feud between beauty pageant families seems pretty normal, right? The script says it all. Can we counter-sue a homeless guy? I want revenge. I had a taste for it. And I want more. That's something that Fatty Patty says in the actual show. Not to mention it's problematic. Maybe I'm not the target, but I fail to see who is. Unless you're just watching it for cause, because it's there? I don't really know. In any case, this monstrosity gets 0 stars. Not even giving it a 0.5 this time round. Fatty Patty, Patty says no. Let's shine a light on a wholesome story. This one comes from the States. A gentleman named Andrew Levi. We'll let the news reporter speak to this one.
$944.34. That was the total outstanding lunch debt in all 9 Jupiter area schools. But one local man says that was a modest price to pay to make a big difference in the life of a child.
Yes. Andrew Levi paid that amount of money to a bunch of people who couldn't have food in their lives. What a magnificent man. He went in there and said, I'll pay for the lunch. I'll get rid of that debt. And when Levi learned that over 400 kids in the community couldn't get a full meal, he decided to pay for it all. These children that were in debt were going crazy. They were either going to eat or not eat. And he decided these children need to eat. What a wonderful man this guy is, Andrew Levi. It's one of those scenarios where usually there's bad news, but this time there's good news. So we want to give you a salute, Andrew Levi. You're a wonderful, wonderful man. He says food is something that you shouldn't have to think about, and children shouldn't have to learn hungry. Aww. In a world full of weird stuff, this is what we need to break up our days.
What is pop culture?
How the hell I know?
Pop culture is a universal language.
This guy knows what he's talking about.
Paddy D is on the pulse.
Yes, I'm on the pulse today. Do you know what's happening in the news?
Nope.
Do you want to know what's happening in the news?
I think that's the point of us being here. Yes, Paddy, tell me.
I can tell you right now. Have you heard about the Ryan Reynolds feud?
Yeah.
With Hugh Jackman?
The feud with Hugh Jackman, yes. So there's been a feud between Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman. Millie, you're a fan of hung jacked men. What's your thoughts on that? Sorry, Hugh Jackman.
I can't respond. I've got nothing. What was the question? I got lost.
You're a fan of Hugh Jackman, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so yes. What?
And all his muscles and biceps and thighs.
Huge jacked
man.
Yes.
All right, so we'll do a little bit later. We'll do the yay or nay, but at the moment, you're for a yay right now.
Yes.
Okay.
Yay. I don't know what I'm saying yay to. Was it Hugh Jackman?
Yes. Hugh Jackman, yay or nay?
No. Yes. It's Ryan Reynolds or Hugh Jackman, because there's a few going at the moment.
Oh, no, Ryan Reynolds is really cute because he's got those really cute babies with Blake Lively, if I have to choose between the two.
That's so you would go Ryan
oh,
Reynolds.
No.
He's an Australian. All right, we'll save that to the end.
What's the feud about?
The feud is about Wolverine and Deadpool. Do you want me to play a little clip, Let's?
Oh, I'm so into it.
Are you ready for this one? So it's between Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds. Hear this one out.
Happy birthday.
It's to celebrate the birthday. You'll hear it in a sec.
Would never have guessed.
And I'm not even f***ing professionally trained, Jackman, you piece of
This is a dream night. And then Ryan Reynolds appeared. You do not go stealing my show. No one likes you.
So that's a feud between Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman. It's been going on for a few years now. So what are your thoughts, Letzy? Do you have any thoughts?
Why don't they like each other? Like, what happened to spa?
Oh, I don't know. I think it's a feud that has been going on and will be going for the ages, Greg.
But it's a genuine, like, they actually like each other, though, right?
I don't know.
Right?
Yeah, no, they do like each other. No, absolutely right. I've got another one, all right? Okay, so we'll move on to the next one. We'll do a yay or nay at the end. All right, so Khloe Kardashian has become a Swiftie. So she has posted some motivational quotes from Taylor Swift herself. Let's see. I know you're keeping up with the Kardashians. What are your thoughts on Khloe and the Swiftie Club?
I couldn't give a flying to be completely honest.
I don't have anything on me. Greg?
Yeah, I don't care either.
You don't care about the Kardashians?
Nah.
This Chloe's is the pop culture.
Chloe's a, yeah.
Yeah, look, there's other pop culture out there that is worth talking about, but the Kardashians, no.
So not the T-Swizzle, though? You're not into Taylor Swift either?
Not if it's involving the Kardashians, no.
I'll You're on Taylor your phone Swift right now. I don't even know. Are you playing a game?
No. I'm getting...
Oh, okay. It looks like you're playing a game on your stuff right now.
You're not looking engaged, Greggles.
We're talking about the Kardashians. I think I've made that perfectly clear. I don't care.
He's probably actually playing the Kardashian mobile game.
Yeah,
you mean the Kardashian mobile game? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
I could see you being a Courtney, Greg. Greg, you're a Courtney.
Courtney?
I don't know what that means.
I reckon you're a Kendall.
I thought I was a Samantha.
So that's an old school reference. All right.
Showing your age.
All right, we're going to do this again like we did yesterday. It's a yay or nay scenario. So we're going to go Hugh Jackman or Ryan Reynolds. Three, two, one. We'll go Ryan Reynolds first. 3, 2, 1.
Yeah.
Yay. Both naked in my bed.
No. It's not how that works.
Sorry, I thought we had to be truthful.
All right, we're going to go Hugh Jackman now. 3, 2, 1. Nay.
Yay.
Yay.
Wait,
why are you
really?
Saying
really?
Nay?
I'm a Ryan Reynolds fan, my man. Oh, I love my Ryan Reynolds. They're both ripped. They're both hung jacked men. I mean, no. All right, now we're going to go T-Swizzle or Khloe Kardashian. Huh?
How do you know?
Yeah, well, I don't. Keen to find out.
It's the fantasy. Let's see, don't spoil it.
T-Swizzle and Khloe Kardashian, another pair of hung jacked men.
All right, T-Swizzle, yay or nay? 3, 2, 1.
Yay.
Oh, that's collaborative, yeah. All right, next one, last one. Khloe Kardashian,
Khloe
yay
money.
Or nay? 3, 2, 1.
Sorry,
nay. Nay.
Definitely
nay,
not.
Nay.
Definitely not. All right, thanks for joining me. What's happening on the show?
That's an excellent question.
You don't know, do you?
I have no idea.
I'd just like to point out my medal.
Your medal? Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
No.
This I won last night, and we're going to be talking about that.
All right, I might turn you off now.